basic premise of Red Gold is basically to tell the story of the proposed pebble mine in Bristol Bay from the fisherman's perspective, whether you're commercial, sport, or subsistence, but to do so in a pretty neutral and balanced way, and give a voice to the people that are trying to push the mine forward as well as the fishermen.
What we have right now is our responsibility. It's our responsibility to ensure that we don't go and screw this up so that in 15 years or 20 years or 50 years, people are looking at us saying, "Why? How did you let that happen?"
It's premature for any reasonable person to formulate an opinion on whether or not this project benefits outweigh the risks.
We have to ask ourselves whether it's worth the risk. No, not no. Not just no, but hell no.
We need an economic opportunity. Commercial fishing doesn't cut it anymore.
We think we're all millionaires. We think we're the richest people on earth. You know, it's just a matter of mind state. If you're a broke fisherman and you can see the beauty in everything, you've got a wonderful life.
And how did you find out about this issue? What prompted you to get involved and do a documentary on it?
Elsewhere Media is just a super small company. It's just myself and my partner, Ben Knight, and we were pretty active in the fly fishing film world, which is in itself also very small. And we had done some conservation-based fly fishing films in the past, and we learned about the proposed pebble mine at this big fly fishing show in Denver, which Tim Bristol, the director of Trout Unlimited Alaska, came down to and presented the story about pebble, and we thought it would be a great new subject for us. And we originally approached it from a fly fishing perspective, and then kind of the more homework we did, we realized it was so much more than just a fly fishing film.
Tell me a bit more about the people you spoke with. Maybe describe a couple of the different people with different perspectives that you spoke with for the documentary.
Well, we spent about 70 days in Bristol Bay last summer, so in the summer of 2007. And we wanted to make it a personal story. We didn't want it just to be about the numbers of the huge sockeye returning and the astronomical amount of gold and copper in the ground. We wanted it to be personal stories, and we wanted our characters to kind of speak for the greater stakeholder in whatever type of fishery they were involved in. So we were really fortunate enough to find these amazing characters like Dylan Bronze, who is a set netter out of Nishigas Point in Bristol Bay, and then Peter Andrew, who is a drift net fisherman, Dave Agdorf, who is a bush pilot and runs a sport fishing camp on the upper Nishigas, and Mary Olympic, who's a tribal elder and Igiagig and subsistence fishermen. And these, kind of across the board, these people just kind of let us in and gave us a very intimate look at their life and their passion for the fishery. And to balance that out, we spent time at the actual mine site with people from the Pebble Project and time with their geologists. And truth be told, we had a really hard time kind of balancing the passion for the fishery with people that were passionate to see the mine go forward. As just kind of going through like Iliamna and these smaller communities in Bristol Bay, we had a hard time finding people who could speak passionately about why they thought the mine was a good idea that weren't directly profiting from it.
As far as the narrative itself, describe the style of documentary. Is it more the people telling their own story?
Yeah, I mean, we try and have the story tell itself. We don't like to use narration. We don't like to have kind of this omniscient voice come in and say, this is what's going on, this is what you should think. We try and have the area speak for itself. And I mean, from a filmmaker's perspective, it's a lot harder because it's like a giant jigsaw puzzle and you have all these disparate voices that you try and link together to tell a singular story. But I think ultimately it's a lot more powerful because the audience is kind of left to decide based on the people's voice from the region what to think. And we're not, obviously we have a lot of range in the editing process to shape that voice, but at the same time we're limited by what we're able to collect while we're here. And I think ultimately it is a lot more powerful and a lot more neutral, and I think people really respond to that.